Everyone, so welcome to 8th episode of Halalcast, and can't believe that I've been consistent for the past 2-3 episodes, but yeah, this is how it is. So the updates these days is that Israel and Hamas have signed a ceasefire agreement, and a lot of happenings have happened, a lot of things have happened, and basically Egypt was the main country to draft the ceasefire agreement, so that part's there, and we are hoping that the fight will not continue. But so far now Israel and Hamas both are claiming victory, although it's just a ceasefire, but I would consider it a victory for Hamas and not Israel, because Hamas was not willing for a ceasefire. Hamas said that they can continue fight the war, and so did Israel, and Israel is very, very powerful as compared to Hamas, right? Hamas is not as advanced and as modern as Israel's IDF is. So that thing existed. So the fight continued for 11 days, and approximately 250 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in that, and 60 of them were children. And now we hope that Gaza will be rebuilt, and to be precise, 248 people were killed, and 66 of them were children, and 1900 people in Gaza were wounded, and one Israeli soldier has been killed, and 12 civilians in Israel, including two children, have been killed as well, and hundreds were treated for injuries, where in Gaza they were not even allowed to be treated because the roads that led to hospital were also destroyed by the Israeli deliberate airstrikes. So that part's there, and we cannot forget the Israel's brutalities against Hamas, and so the Egypt there was actually so United Nations also had some role in stopping the war between these two members of the war. I can't find the perfect word for that, but the point is that why did Israel, that was willing to destroy Gaza to the ground up, why did it suddenly accepted the ceasefire agreement? Maybe it's some internal damage that Hamas has been able to put to Israel. We don't know that, because that thing is secret right now. But hopefully we can achieve peace at least in that region for a few days. Palestinians can live with peace. So the US Secretary of State would have visited Israel and Palestinian Authority, but I think they are visiting on Wednesday and Thursday, so they can more strengthen the ceasefire that has been mediated by Egypt, and US kind of wants to have a piece of the cake. So Egypt also sent a delegation to Israel, and you know they were trying to firming up the ceasefire, because as ceasefire has already been signed, but there have been violations to that. Israeli police or Israeli military, I'm not sure about that, but they stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they again caused some trouble with the Palestinians that were celebrating in the Al-Aqsa compound, and Israel claims that those worshippers threw petrol bombs on the police, and they invoked them, and the police retaliated. Just the same story that Israel has been putting up since forever. So there were confrontations between Israeli security force member and the protesters. So, but Israel has been very brutal. We cannot reject the fact that Israel tried to kind of disperse the already peaceful protesters in Damascus Gate. So that's pretty inhumane of Israel to do that. The ceasefire is basically between Israel and Hamas, or Israel and Gaza, but the dispute, the clash in Jerusalem still exists. We cannot forget the occupation. We cannot forget the brutalization. We cannot forget the eviction of innocent Palestinians that are being evicted from their lands. So that thing has to be considered while these international powers try to do anything. On the other hand, there were on and off clashes in Al-Aqsa compound. The stance of Pakistan. I want to talk about this topic in particular because this has been in the news lately. So in the UN, I don't know what it was. It was probably Security Council conference or what it was. Let me just see that again. So you it was, I think, 2 days ago, and now I cannot find the document. There was like a very brief general assembly. I don't even know what do you call that. But yeah, in the Security Council was unable to respond to the fighting between Israel and Palestinians in years, but they obviously welcomed the ceasefire agreement. So there was a debate that was convened by the President of the General Assembly. And of course, there was a walkout by the Israel when the Palestinian spokesperson started speaking. But the Antonio Guterres, he said that if there is hell on earth, it is the lives of the children in Gaza. And I think that was a pretty powerful remark. And the Turkey was very, very sane, very sound. But Pakistan gave a very harsh statement against Israel. And Pakistan obviously supports two-state solution very clearly. And Pakistan again supported that. And it was like a lash out against Israel. After this conference and after this meeting, there was an interview with the CNN of Pakistan's foreign minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi. The anchor basically asked him some questions, and Shah Mahmood Qureshi, the foreign minister, he said that the Israel, I quote, has deep pockets and connections. So the anchor got offended, and she said that it's anti-Semitism, which it is. I would not go into the detail how, but Pakistanis should be the last ones to tell what is anti-Semitism and what's not. So if somebody says that it is anti-Semitism, we have to believe that, because we just like we can dictate what is Islamophobia and what is not, they can dictate to us that what's anti-Semitism and what's not. So that part's there. Now, if we talk about this, anti-Semitism, the Shah Mahmood Qureshi statements were indeed anti-Semitism, but the anchor failed to notice what he was saying. He was saying that they have deep pockets, and deep pockets mean that they have a lot of money. And although I'm not trying to justify his anti-Semitic remarks, but I'm just trying to explain what he said. He said that they have a lot of money and they have connections. Now, connections, having connections means that Jews have connections, and that is anti-Semitism. You can criticize Israel. Israel is an illegal apartheid state, and that does not mean anti-Semitism at all. But you cannot criticize Jews at all. So that part has to be made clear. But so far, we hope that the ceasefire remains firm. And ceasefire is really a temporary thing. The long-term solution is actually that Israel withdraws its army from the West Bank, occupied East Jerusalem, occupied West Bank and Gaza, and opens all these fortified borders that it has around Gaza. And you know that normally a country can use up to 20 miles of the sea boundaries for fishery and it can own that land. But Israel has restricted the land for Gaza up to 3 miles, and I think that's kind of it's kind of slow poisoning the people, the Palestinians live in Gaza to death. So that's so far for today's episode. It was kind of a very concluding podcast for the past 2-3 episodes. I hope that I'll catch you in the next one. So far, take care. Bye.